news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Joe Biden and Donald Trump met on the debate stage for the last time Thursday night. And, well, it was better than the first one. Kristen Welker of NBC did an admirable job as moderator of keeping the thing moving. Trump was on slightly better behavior than at the last one, but that's a pretty low bar. Donald Trump's attempts to link Joe Biden to a conspiracy he's been pushing on Fox and other right-wing media outlets fizzled as he tried to find traction with unsubstantiated and convoluted claims about Biden's son, Hunter, which are not turning into the October surprise Trump and his supporters hoped for. Joe Biden mostly stuck to the issues. The first of the six topics discussed was the pandemic. Trump continued to insist it's going away, despite rising cases around the country. In fact, true to form, the very first thing out of his mouth was a lie.
As you know, 2.2 million people modeled out were expected to die. We closed up the greatest economy in the world in order to fight this horrible disease that came from China.
It's a real figure, but Trump falsely describes it, and he's continued to do this at his rallies. Now, what this figure said, it was a report from British academics, and it said that in the U.S., if no U.S. government did anything to mitigate the virus, to fight the virus, and no citizen took social distancing action, then we could see 2 million plus deaths. But this was not an expectation. It was not a realistic estimate. This was a figure put out there to say, this is how bad it gets if you just let this virus run its course, which, of course, the government was not about to do. President Trump was better behaved tonight, but he lied more. This was just a bombardment of dishonesty, much of which we've heard before.
That was CNN's Daniel Dale fact-checking. Joe Biden warned that winter is coming. Okay, he didn't exactly invoke Game of Thrones.
This is the same fellow who told you this is going to end by Easter last time. This is the same fellow who told you that, don't worry, we're going to end this by the summer. We're about to go into a dark winter, And he has no clear plan, and there's no prospect that there's going to be a vaccine available for the majority of the American people before the middle of next year.
President Trump, your reaction? He says you have no plan.
I don't think we're going to have a dark winter at all. We're opening up our country. We've learned and studied and understand the disease, which we didn't at the beginning.
Biden got in a few zingers, including
220,000 Americans dead. If you hear nothing else I say tonight, hear this. Anyone who's responsible for not taking control, in fact, not saying I take no responsibility initially, anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America.
Trump's response?
I say we're learning to live with it. We have no choice. We can't lock ourselves up in a basement like Joe does.
Really?
He says that we're learning to live with it. People are learning to die with it. You folks home will have an empty chair at the kitchen table this morning. That man or wife going to bed tonight and reaching over to try to touch their, out of habit, where their wife or husband was, is gone. Learning to live with it. Come on. We're dying with it. And you say, I take no responsibility.
In typical Trump form, Donald denied ever saying, I take no responsibility. Instead, he laughably claimed.
Let me talk about your team.
Excuse me. I take full responsibility. It's not my fault that he came here. It's China's fault.
I take full responsibility. It's not my fault. Seriously. Kristen Welker asked about the news story that broke this week, saying that the United States can't locate the parents of more than 500 children separated from them at the border. She asked, how will these families ever be reunited? Trump responded.
Yes, we're working on it we're trying very hard. But a lot of these kids come out without the parents. They come over through cartels and through coyotes and through gangs.
Joe Biden.
These 500 plus kids came with parents. They separated them at the border to make it a disincentive to come to begin with. Bay, real tough. We're really strong. And guess what? It's not coyotes didn't bring them over. Their parents were with them. They got separated from their parents. And it makes us a laughingstock and violates every notion of who we are as a nation.
And then Donald Trump insisted that hundreds of migrant children who were separated from their parents at the border and held in detention centers are...
They are so well taken care of.
Just stunning. On the subject of race and racism, Donald Trump again insisted.
Nobody has done more for the black community than Donald Trump, with the exception of Abraham Lincoln, possible exception, but the exception of Abraham Lincoln, nobody has done what I've done.
Right. Joe Biden had a comeback for that.
Abraham Lincoln here is one of the most racist presidents we've had in modern history. He pours fuel on every single racist fire. Every single one. Started off his campaign coming down the escalator saying he's going to get rid of those Mexican rapists. He's banned Muslims because they're Muslims. He has moved around and made everything worse across the board. He says to the, about the poor boys, last time we were on stage here, he said, I told him to stand down and stand ready. Come on. This guy is a dog whistle about as big as a foghorn.
Amazing. The final question was, at your inauguration, what will you say to Americans who didn't vote for you? The difference between the two was stark.
We have to make a country totally successful as it was prior to the plague coming in from China. Now we're rebuilding it and we're doing record numbers, 11.4 million jobs in a short period of time, etc. But I will tell you, go back. Before the plague came in, just before, I was getting calls from people that were not normally people that would call me. They wanted to get together. We had the best black unemployment numbers in the history of our country, Hispanic, women, Asian, people with diplomas, with no diplomas, MIT graduates, number one in the class, everybody had the best numbers. And you know what? The other side wanted to get together. They wanted to unify.
Again, the question was, at your inauguration, what will you say to Americans who didn't vote for you? Joe Biden?
I will say, I'm an American president. I represent all of you, whether you voted for me or against me, and I'm going to make sure that you're represented. I'm going to give you hope. We're going to move. We're going to choose science over fiction. We're going to choose hope over fear. We're going to choose to move forward because we have enormous opportunities to make things better. We can grow this economy. We can deal with the systemic racism. And at the same time, we can make sure that our economy is being run and moved and motivated by clean energy, creating millions of new jobs. And that's the fact. That's what we're going to do. And I'm going to say, as I said at the beginning, what is on the ballot here is the character of this country. Decency, honor, respect, treating people with dignity, making sure that everyone has an even chance. And I'm going to make sure you get that. You haven't been getting it the last 4 years.
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click that donate button and please vote.